Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with 2 locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
This is Caden Prescorn.
This is JJ Pete Gies.
Hey everybody, this is Jackson, our Ole Miss quarterback. You're listening to the Red and Blue Crew with Dave and Brad.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
In the Magnolia State, then we've got it covered here inside the press box.
Yeah. Hey, I have some very good news. I am relieved. We are not going to have to put Brad Logan on double secret probation because he was right there on the edge of it, man.
Don't secret.
He was right there on the edge of it. He is our friend Brad Logan, who covers the Ole Miss Rebels for the Red and Blue Crew podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. Find it wherever you find your favorites, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube. And find him online, LoganMediaNetwork.com, and on X at Brad Logan, C-O-T-E, also the podcast at Red Blue Crew Pod. Welcome, Brad. Good to have you here. How you been, man?
Good morning, everybody. Doing well.
Let's talk about Lane Kiffin. He gets a new quarterback, but the same offense. What are the prospects for the Rebels in 2025, friend?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is you got to look at the schedule and kind of, you know, dissect where Ole Miss is and kind of what they expect. And I think you look at a couple of games. I think LSU and Georgia are going to be tough. On the road at Georgia, and then, of course, LSU is going to be loaded again. So you look at those two, and then you start looking at games to where you have to have wins. And if you have those wins, if you get wins that I think you have to have wins in order to – if you want to have a really good season versus just a good season, you've got to beat Kentucky on the road, and you've got to beat South Carolina and Florida at home, and MSU on the road. The key to me to having a great season versus a really good season is Oklahoma on the road. To me, that's the swing game. So you go to Norman, and if you can beat the Sooners, and we've already heard just how they'll have their back against the wall, and I have no doubt that they'll have that game circled because, you know, the times aren't great in Norman, Oklahoma right now. And I think their backs are somewhat against the wall. But the downside for that is it's the week after you go to Georgia. So you've got back-to-back road trips at Georgia and then at Oklahoma. So that's easily going to be the toughest stretch for Ole Miss this season. But, Mike, you talked about the quarterback play, and it's going to be Austin Simmons' team. We'll hear from him along with Lane Kiffin in a couple weeks in Atlanta at SEC Media Day. And you've got a lot of questions that have been answered on offense, specifically at running back with the transfer of Logan Diggs from LSU, Kawan Lacy from Missouri. The offense is going to be somewhat better than last year, and I think that's good for Ole Miss. The downside of that is I think defense is going to take a huge step back because we're hearing names like Trey Amos, who's going off the NFL. He's with the Washington Commanders. We're hearing incredible things about Walter Nolan, J.J. Pegues. So those are all names that have departed for the NFL. So that defense for Ole Miss is taking a huge step back, so they'll have to rely on transfers and guys like Suntaron Perkins, who has been a great component of this Ole Miss defense, but he's only one of 11 positions.
What is the difference in this offense? And you talked about how the offense you feel pretty confident about going into this year, but what are some of the things in this offense that are going to be the different wrinkles? You don't have somebody like a Jackson Dart, and obviously Simmons you feel comfortable about, but it's still not what it was before. What are some of the wrinkles? What are some of the differences that you can expect to see, or are there any?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question, Colin, because so many people say, how in the world can you say that Ole Miss is going to possibly be better on offense? And I think, people put too much in the fact that Jackson Dart is moving on in the NFL. We've seen that Austin Simmons can do what he needs to do to be an elite quarterback under Lane Kiffin under pressure. We saw that against Georgia last year, leading the Rebels down the field. Had we not seen that one very quick drive, I think we probably have a little bit of a different thought process moving forward. We saw Austin Simmons. Of course, we've seen him during the spring, and then we'll see him more as fall camp gets here. But I think we've seen him under pressure, and I think the way he progresses down the field, uses his progression one to the other, I think is important. But I think the large part for me, Colin, is that I think the offensive line is going to have some question marks. But I think the wide receiving core could be as good or better. And I think, you've got transfers like Harrison Wallace III and Deshaun Stribling, two really good transfers coming in, along with Traylon Ray and Caleb Odom. And then you got the freshman Caleb Cunningham, along with Winston Watkins Jr. out of Florida. We very well could have a really good wide receiving core for Ole Miss because you got a guy like Deuce Alexander that's transferred in, but the best receiver in the conference that nobody's talking about is Caden Lee. He'll be the number one receiver coming back for Ole Miss. But the room to me that looks important is I think it's going to be the running back room. I made mention just a little bit of those couple of running backs that are coming in. Because Micah Davis was a walk-on wide receiver last year, and he was the starting running back in the biggest game of the year against Florida when Ole Miss failed in Gainesville. They had no running game. So I think if any of these particular pieces were in place last year, we may be talking about something different for last year's the end of the year. But we're not, and that's what's happened with Ole Miss. They didn't have a running game at all. So I think having those running backs in place and then a really good receiving core is going to help Austin Simmons a lot.
I agree with you. Like just from an overall coaching standpoint of how Lane Kiffin likes to do everything. I mean, he's running that thing on 3rd and 7. He's running that thing on third. And when that dynamic's taken away, like at Florida last year, that's a huge deal for him to be able to, I guess, manipulate the offense toward the defense the way that he does things. Because I think he's the best offensive play caller in the country. I'll take it all day long. Question goes to this. You're not deep in the running back room. The offensive line is unproven. What happens at quarterback if it's not Simmons? Right? Because going through an SEC season is difficult, right? and like it is his team, but like he's got to stay healthy the whole year, right? And behind a bad offensive line, that has to be just a little bit unnervy for Ole Miss fans.
Yeah, I don't know that I would characterize the offensive line as bad right now. I think they're unproven. I think you said that a moment ago, so I'll go with you on that. And before we get to those,
I didn't mean bad. I mean unproven. Sorry.
Yeah, I got you. I don't know that that there's anyone that's going to have the caliber of Austin Simmons' is athletic ability. Now, AJ Maddox is a guy out of Hattiesburg, the Hattiesburg area. This is going to be someone that can come in. I think Trinidad Chambliss, a junior transfer, is someone that's kind of turned some heads, running the football, and he's throwing it pretty well. But nobody's going to be as good as what we've seen with Austin Simmons. Here's one thing, Bart. I really, really came to me whenever you were talking, and I think you made a really good point in the very beginning. And what I mean by that is, you're right, unproven offensive line, a running back room that may not have as much depth as they need, but they have a lot more depth than they have last year right now on paper. One thing last year, not having that depth at running back, not being able to run the ball on third and seven, just like you've made a point about a moment ago, is that immediately puts more pressure on your quarterback. And having those options will take pressure off of your quarterback, in this case, Austin Simmons. So I don't think they have anyone that can come in with the ability of Simmons. I do think Trinidad Chambliss has had a really good spring, and he's a transfer, of course. And so that's definitely someone they can go to. But, yeah, I mean, that's – you got an offensive front that lost a lot. I mean, you're going to be asking, like, players like Patrick Kutais from Arkansas that has transferred in. You're going to ask him to take a big step forward along with Delano Townsend. So a lot of unprovens across that offensive front. John Garrison, the offensive line coach, has his hands full for sure.
You mentioned earlier that defense was kind of the real question mark coming into this season. What's the biggest thing you need to see between now and when you open it up against Georgia State on August 30th that you need to see, even in that first game, from this defensive side to feel more comfortable?
No doubt, Colin. I think the defensive front, you know, we've talked a lot about how Ole Miss had the best defensive front in the country, if not the best. They had one of the best with Walter Nolan, J.J. Pegues, Jared Ivey, Princely Amon-Mielen. All those guys are gone. Tell me how good Deshaun Womack looks, the junior transfer from LSU at defensive end. Is he going to be able to be as good as Prince Emmanuelin? Prince Well Emmanuelin is a little bit different than his brother, but he's really talented. How good is he going to be? Then you've got Jamarius Brown, Xavier Harris. They're not going to be right now. I don't think they'll be as good as Walter Nolan and J.J. Pegues. I do think Will Echols and Cam Franklin, two sophomores, they were true freshmen last year. They got a lot of reps with that deep defensive front last year. So definitely looking at the defensive front, Colin, to see how good this team's going to be. Linebacker play, they're going to miss Poupall a lot. He's off the NFL. So that's just more pressure on Sunter and Perkins. And then you've got other options there, Tyler Banks and Jaden Yates and Chris Graves Jr. Those are not names that just jump off the page. They're talented linebackers, but they'll definitely be unproven heading into the season. But oddly enough, Colin, I think the number one question mark on this entire team is the defensive backfield. A defensive backfield that was a little bit questionable last year, but always had Trey Amos. Who's with. Yeah, they always had Trey Amos to lean on to put on the number one receiver for whatever team they were playing against. They don't have a lockdown corner right now on paper. So what's it going to be? There are a lot of unanswered questions in that defensive secondary.
You look up and down the schedule in 2025 for Ole Miss, and it's interesting how it has kind of shaped out.
Yeah, it's real interesting, and I hope they all appreciate it.
Not where I'm going. Gracious. No, but you start off with, obviously, a non-conference at Georgia State, and then you've got two SEC games on the road at Kentucky and then Arkansas. Then you step back out of SEC play with Tulane in week four before going to LSU, and then you've got Washington State. That's kind of a weird game right in the middle of the season coming off a bye week, and then your final non-conference. I say all of that. It's kind of a weird schedule and kind of feels like one that you can't necessarily get into a groove of what a normal season would be where you're going week after week in the SEC like a lot of these. Is that something that's being talked about around this Ole Miss program?
Yeah, and you know, last year's non-conference schedule was not difficult at all. And I think Ole Miss had a little bit of an issue with that latter part of the season because they weren't tested early. And all of a sudden, Kentucky rolls in with Mark Stoops, and we would learn that Kentucky wouldn't be very good last year, but they came in and just straight up beat Ole Miss. And I think a lot of that was because Ole Miss wasn't tested going into the season. Now, they got better as the season went on. But I think the good news for Ole Miss is they at least do play Arkansas, which I think they'll be better under Pittman this year. And then you've got LSU a couple weeks into the season. And you start off in the second week of the season. I guarantee you Mark Stoops will have Ole Miss games circled because they historically play well early in the season. But look, let's not sugarcoat it. Ole Miss does not have a difficult schedule, specifically in the non-conference. They avoid Alabama. They avoid Tennessee. Basically, they have games that we talked about a moment ago against Oklahoma. I think it's the huge swing game, and then LSU and Georgia. They avoid Texas A&M. I think they'll be better this year. So, it's a good schedule for Ole Miss. They've got good home games, and there's no reason they should not win a lot of games like they did last year. The questions that Barr brought up a moment ago, I agree with him. But I think the defensive secondary. But right now, Colin, if you ask any Ole Miss fan or the coaching staff, I think whether they're telling you the truth or not, they really like the schedule this year.
That you week, take it over under 8.5, over under win.
I think looking at this schedule right now, Bart, I think it's probably over. I think 9 wins is probably the mark I would put them at right now.
I'm circling that September 6th date when the Rebels go to Lexington to take on Kentucky. Yeah. Think about it. A year ago, the Rebels were ranked number 6 in the country when the Wildcats came to Vaught-Hemingway Stadium and upset the Rebels. I would think Lane Kiffin and company will remember that.
I would expect they'll remember that one very much yeah. So. And they'll also remember when Florida comes to town. You know, a game we didn't talk to real quick is South Carolina. They'll be a lot better under Beamer. And so that's definitely one Ole Miss cannot chalk up as an automatic win. They beat South Carolina handily last year in Columbia. They'll be ready to come after revenge. There's a lot of revenge games on the schedule this year for Ole Miss, Kentucky, and Florida being two. And never sleep on Mississippi State. I think Coach Jeff Lebby is going to have a much better team this year, and you never know about that Egg Bowl. It's in Starkville this year. So a lot of unknowns this year for Ole Miss.
120th edition of the Egg Bowl, as a matter of fact. So a big one in Starkville when the Rebels and Bulldogs get together. Final couple of minutes here with Brad Logan, co-host of the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Tell us about the podcast and where else we can find your work. You've been contributing to the On Three guys here as of late, right?
Yeah, excited that I've moved over to the Ole Miss Spirit. And that's, of course, a member of the On Three community. It's a great opportunity. So I've really enjoyed working with my friends over at the Ole Miss Spirit. Of course, I do the podcast, and I would encourage you all to please keep my co-host David Johnson in your thoughts and prayers. He's, of course, with me in the Red and Blue Crew podcast. He's dealing with cancer. And so a lot of unanswered questions right now. So if you're a praying type, everyone out there listening and watching, please lift my co-host David Johnson in your prayers, because not only is he a really good co-host, he's a good friend. And so we're really worried about him. But yeah, all across the podcast platforms, all the video content on our YouTube channel. So we really enjoy our Red and Blue Crew podcast, and of course the Red and Blue Crew podcast that I do by myself, and a lot of content coming in a couple of weeks with the SEC Media Day right around the corner.
In Atlanta for SEC Football Media Days in, 17 days, I think it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Right around the corner, and I think there are a lot of, and we could get into this all day, but a lot of questions about the SEC, and I'm sure we'll get a lot of answers that are full of filibustering here in a couple of days.
And look, by the way, it was worth the 48-hour wait to talk to our man, Brad Lowe. Wouldn't you agree? It's worth the 48 hours.
Just the humble flex.
Hey, real quick, before we go, I want to give a quick shout-out to Colin. He does a great job calling baseball.
Amen.
And I had a chance to listen to a couple of innings, well, more than a couple of innings, during this postseason run. So, Colin, great job. I enjoyed it, and I always enjoy joining you guys.
You bet. That's our man, Colin Lacy, along with Bart Heitch and Brad Logan. Again, find him online, loganmedianetwork.com, and at Brad Logan, COTE, on social media. Brad, have a good one, sir. We'll see you in a couple of weeks in Atlanta.
Thank you, guys.
When we come back the second hour, the press box is just around the corner. Blaine Crane sitting in for Brother Jake. And when we come back, Chad Withrow of Hot Mike 360 from OutKick joins us here inside the press box. We'll be right back.
crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life, a major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships, moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. From the Inside the Rebels studios, join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.